Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome to the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are so glad you are on board. Certainly appreciate you being here today on this Friday, getting you ready for the weekend. Bucks tonight in Dallas, then back at home tomorrow night at the Fiserv Forum. And they certainly have been not just the talk of the town, but the talk really of the state and a lot of basketball, as there's a genuine excitement. This team has the best record in the NBA, and as Pat Connaughton said a little earlier, they kind of enjoy the underdog role right now. But the guy that's putting it all together, made the trade and kind of the maneuvering for Mirotić now to come onto this thing. The general manager now joining us, John Horst. John, how you been?
Great, Bill. How are you?
We're doing well. I mean, the excitement is palpable. I'm sure you guys are feeling it not only just within your own building, but you're probably seeing a lot of it at the box office right now, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. Had a great season so far. Looking forward to doing great things going forward. It's been a lot of fun being in Fiserv Forum, and the fan support has been unbelievable. The environment in there has been unbelievable, and it's been a great year so far.
Is this, how do I put this? I asked Pat Connaughton the other night, I said, did you see this coming at the beginning of the season? And he said, look, we were just having fun. They felt as if they were playing free, and there was a certain nucleus, a certain character that came together very quickly. How difficult is it as a general manager when you start to see things going in the right direction to be able to make a move to better your team but not screw up the chemistry that you have?
I think it's a really important balance and something that we consider in every move that we do and everything that we discuss daily. The biggest piece of culture and chemistry and just the overall environment is really set with a core group of players and your coaching staff and you know, Peter Fagan and I at the top of the organization, and starts with our ownership with Mark, West, and Jamie. And so I think we have a great foundation and a great setup for, you know, adding players and kind of making moves around the edges and maintaining that. But, you know, really, again, starts with Giannis and Bud and the staff and the way that those guys are performing on a daily basis. When you win, it's easy to have fun when you win. So that's what we've been doing.
Did you expect this team to be this good when you put it together?
I expected this to be very good. You know, last year we were excited about the progress that we made from the year before and had a really competitive series against the Celtics. And what I saw was a group of guys headed by Giannis and Chris and Eric and Malcolm that really were dialed in and trying to take the next step forward and had an unbelievable summer of development and work. We were grateful and thankful to be able to add Bud and his staff to that group, make the moves for Brook Lopez and Ersan, draft Dante. And we knew, we felt something special could happen. We knew we could have a really great year. To be the number one team in the NBA like we are right now, having our coaches represent the Eastern Conference as all-star coaching staff, to have two all-stars in Chris and Giannis, and to do some of the things we've done and all the sales we've had at Fiserv Forum. I'm not sure I saw it to that extent, but we were excited and planned for a special year.
Talking with John Horst, the general manager of the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay, so I had a chance to run into Bud and talk with him just away from everything when he first got to town. Him and Darvin Hammond were sitting there just kind of chit-chatting. He seemed like a guy that is, one, no-nonsense, but two, a realist. I mean, it seemed like he had a pulse, like a finger that was going to say, okay, where is my team today and how are they feeling and how hard can I ride them and not ride them? Is that one of the things that when you talk to him, Do you get the sense that that becomes very relatable within a locker room?
Absolutely. You know, I think any great coach, any great leader in kind of any walk of life, whether it's sports or business, I think you have to have an unbelievable balance of feel and as well as the ability to analyze and to take in information and make decisions based on that as well. And Bud is the best I've ever been around and the best I've ever worked with, just in his ability to take all the information, have all the facts, understand the overall plan and program that they have, but also just to have a feel and to act off of that feel. And there's no doubt that when you have that mix, you have that balance, players respect that, players appreciate that, makes him more relatable, and really I think helps the guys want to perform for him to an even higher level.
So, and I hate to look towards the off season, so to speak, and I know it, right now it's the here and now, but there are going to be decisions to make come this off season. How much maneuvering do you have to do to make this off season compatible in the sense of, one, not trying to break this team up, and two, trying to be able to kind of serve all the masters, so to speak, and keep guys happy? How difficult do you think this off season is going to be, because it begins with a guy like Chris Middleton?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we have a challenging offseason in front of us, just in terms of, you know, figuring out a lot of deals and different mechanisms and different logistical steps and things that you have to do in team building and roster building. But we're well-versed in that, and we've done it to some extent every year. You know, there's constantly change, and there's always free agency. You know, this year being unique with four starters potentially being free agents and now adding Nico Mirotić, who also will be a free agent. But, you know, the overall aggregate, the total of the deal that we did, or the deals that we've done, Bill, have put us in a position where we feel really, really great about our opportunities to keep this team together. And obviously, the better that we perform this year and the overall success that we'll have will have an impact on that. But when you look kind of back to the beginning of the season, you know, we've traded Matthew Dellavedova and John Henson, a first-round pick, Thon Maker, and a second-round pick, effectively. And we ended up with George Hill and Nikola Mirotić and $20 million of potential cap flexibility. And so we feel like we've added to the production of our team this year, the ability to compete at the highest level this year, and gave ourselves optionality and flexibility going forward to keep the group together.
Got to ask you, I know there was a lot of talk with Anthony Davis going on in the market. The Lakers had put a lot, or at least reportedly had put a lot into the pot. Seeing what was going on, was it even worth, did you make a phone call to the New Orleans Pelicans just to say, hey, I'll kick the tires, or was it just something to where you knew it was so expensive that you weren't going to jump into that pool?
Yeah, I'm not going to comment on Anthony Davis or that overall situation. I will tell you, we have not made an offer for Anthony Davis, and we're really, really excited for our team. We were at that point when that story came out, and we still are the best team in the NBA. And we're very thankful for the group that we have, the guys that we have. And we think, you know, we say over here a lot of times, why not us? We think we have the best player in the conference, maybe the best player in the league. We've got our second All-Star in Chris Middleton. We have an unbelievable culture and fit. We think the best coach in the NBA, someone who should be a coach of the year in the NBA. And we have an unbelievable supporting cast around that whole group. And so we're very happy and very thankful for the group that we have, and look forward to kind of moving forward with this group.
You've got an open roster spot. What are you looking to fill that with?
You know, we're really working through that right now. That's the next phase for us. So it's been a goal was to get a roster spot, and there's a variety of ways to do that. We added to our team last night or yesterday with Nico, and very, very excited about that. Kind of adds more shooting and depth and size and versatility offensively and defensively. We do have the open roster spot, and we're trying to decide. I think more than likely, Bill, like that ends up being a big, you know, another big to kind of help us in the playoff stretches and just to give us another body defensively to throw at people. Could also be another wing and just another kind of shooter, handler, multi-positional defender. And so those are the things we're working at, and we're trying to figure that out.
With Mirotić coming in, obviously a good get, and a lot of people are excited about this. You had a chance to see him numerous times when he was with the Bulls, and so he comes in as a guy that can play the four, can play the three, and the questions are, well, where is he going to play? How is this going to work out, especially when Giannis is on the floor? The only area that I see this mattering becomes defensively speaking. Other than that, do you see his role as anything in specific or just as kind of fluid?
You know, I think coming in, I think for us, Nico, this year, we've got a great starting lineup. team that has, you know, the starting group that has, I think, the best margin of any starting lineup in the league in terms of net rating. So for us, we look at him really bolstering that second unit, and that's what we like about him. He can play the four, he can play the five. He shoots, you know, at every position. He can push Giannis down to a three or up to a five. He can play with Giannis. He can play with Brook. And so just, again, I think there's a lot of versatility in a player like that, both offensively and defensively. And we're really thankful to have him. We think he's a huge add.
There is, and before I let you go, there has always been the perception that Milwaukee, a good basketball town, but they weren't winners. Guys want to win in free agency. They want to build these teams, and they want to go on and just kind of guarantee themselves rings or at least getting to the NBA Finals. What is the perception, at least as you see it, around the league as to what it is you are doing in Milwaukee, the viability from agents' point of view for coming and sending their guys to Milwaukee? Has this risen dramatically in the last 2, 3, 4 years or just recently?
I think it's risen dramatically recently, but without a doubt started when Mark Lasry, Wes Edens, and then Jamie Dimon and Mark Fascitelli became part of our ownership group. Those guys came in, you know, mid-April. Well, I guess, 5 years ago now, came in and talked about building a championship in here in Milwaukee, resourcing it in any way necessary to make this happen. And all they've done since that point is just put their money where their mouth is, put their partnership and advice and mentorship behind everything that they've done. And here, what we have in Milwaukee right now is the best team in the NBA from a record perspective. A brand new arena, a brand new practice facility, a growing, ecstatic fan base that is not only in the city of Milwaukee, state of Wisconsin, but, you know, I travel globally for scouting. There's Bucks fans everywhere in the world, and it's pretty remarkable to be part of it, to have a role in it, and I think, you know, something that the city of Milwaukee should be extremely proud to have.
John, before I let you go, one more. If you and I are sitting down and having a beer and I look at you and I say, hey, John, you know, I know it was two owners that bought a franchise and it's not always easy to come in and make every step perfectly. And there were some missteps and probably an over amount of criticism on, you know, guys like me and maybe my part. But do you feel that the organization has settled down and is in a good place and that you're rolling right now? And if so, why?
Yeah, no, I not only do I feel, I know. And I just think that, you know, the proof is in the facts. And so you look at the number of sellouts that we've had in our arena. You look at the production that we have on the court, off the court. I think people that work for this organization, you know, the countless employees that work in this organization, the variety of roles that all have a role in the success that we've had, people love working for this organization. They love being part of this organization. They're proud to wear Bucks gear. You know, I think there's the fan base is growing, and I think the age range and the fans that we have here in Milwaukee are as people as young as my son and daughter, at 6 years old and 2 years old, and I think as old as you know, grandparents. And I think it's really remarkable to see the transformation of a city and the impact that a sports franchise has. And that starts with the ownership, trickles down to Peter and myself and Coach Budenholzer. And I think undoubtedly we're in a great place, and we're not. This is not a flash in the pan, have 1 year of success. I think we're built to succeed for a long period of time and hopefully continue to build on what we've done so far.
John, best of luck. Terrific job. There's a lot of excitement, like you know, in this city. I look forward to getting to a few more games before the season culminates and we head into the postseason. But I'll tell you, it hasn't been this good that I can remember since I was doing the pep rallies on the square down there back in 99, 2000, 2001. I mean, it's been phenomenal, and it's due in large part to what you guys have going on. So thanks so much for joining us, okay?
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
It.
Talk to you soon.
Take care.
There you go. John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, as they have become the topic of conversation, and he joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Bud Light. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Welcome back. Phil Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board. Our friends at Cousin Subs are glad you're on board as well. Hey, if your taste buds are aching, they're like, give me something good. The Reuben is back at Cousin Subs. Try this classic sub grilled to order just for you. Stacked with corned beef, Wisconsin Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut topped with Thousand Island dressing. They got that big rye bread bun. Oh, that rye bun. Ooh, tasty combination. Sure to make your taste buds do a little dancing. And don't forget to add a side of the Wisconsin fries or the Radio Joe cheese curds. Order the Reuben online for a limited time only at CousinSubs.com or download the app. Delivery now available at many locations. Select locations, but many. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Radio Joe's in Zola. Across from me, Paul Lemming. As you hear the music, time to call Paul. And Paul, look, we're going to talk some Packers. I get it. But I know you're a huge Bucs fan. We just had John Horst on. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, let's go behind the scenes for a second. I was supposed to come on at 12:05, and Radio Joe Texas said, "Hey, can we move you back? John Horst is coming on." I said, "For John Horst, absolutely, I'll move because John Horst is just crushing it. He's done such a good job with this team, Bill. And I know whether you're a fan, you're in the media, you work for the team. I mean, how can you not be overwhelmingly like? How did this happen? You know, like this team as constructed, the Milwaukee Bucks, which you know, for so much of the entirety of my lifetime, since 1985, it's been difficult, especially since 2001. And I think to be in the position that they're in and then to add Mirotić, this is just, for the timing to work out the way it has, too, as they move into Pfizer form, you couldn't script it better. So, you know, you're watching the trade deadline kind of come and go yesterday, and initially you think it's a pretty minor thing, you know, Thon Maker for Stanley Johnson. Oh, okay, not really. And then you kind of flip the Stanley Johnson chip for Nikola Mirotić, and it's like this team, you know. And I saw the question that you guys put out on the fan Twitter account saying, you know, is it championship or bust for the Bucks, or at least, you know, NBA Finals or bust? And the fact that you can even ask that question is amazing, because that is the realistic, I think, opportunity that this team has in front of it. And so, as a Bucks fan, I sit here in amazement every game. I watched a 50-point first quarter the other night, and they put up 148. You know, and to see that happen, and then, you know, the team is just on fire. So, I mean, John Horst, Matt, if he's still listening to your program, Bill, I mean, my gosh, what an incredible job he's been doing in his short time here as a GM.
And I do want to move on to Packers for a minute, but the fact that, as you had said, the enthusiasm right now is palpable, but I know you follow the NBA as close as you follow the NFL. So, with bringing in Mirotić, which... When they traded away Thon Maker, you thought, okay, grass is greener, maybe there's another shoe to fall, but if not, okay, you kind of hope that this thing works out. And, you know, hey, before they made the deal, they were number one in the NBA, so who cares? After this Mirotić deal goes down, though, if you're like many, and I don't know if you are, but there was a lot of people in here going, what? Wait a minute, what? And then just going, hell yeah. Was right. That your reaction?
Yeah, I mean, the context I would give is that, like, was it Monday morning that the Sixers acquired Tobias Harris, or Wednesday morning or Tuesday morning, whatever that was, and I put out a poll question on Twitter, and I said, okay, if there's any team that scares you in the East, who is it? Sixers, Raptors, Celtics, or nobody? And then when the Mirotić trade went down, and I realized, like, this isn't like they didn't get Anthony Davis. It's not like they acquired even a guy who's going to start for them, but he's such a good player who – you know, we watched with the Bulls for recent years up until he became a Pelican last year. And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to redo that poll. And it was, who scares you in the East? And the two options were, see you in the finals in June and see you in June Warriors. Because, I don't think that, you know, the Sixers, for as good as the starting lineup is, for Boston, which for some reason hasn't put the pieces together this year, which I think is baffling to most NBA fans and viewers. And, you know, I think as much as there's, you know, obviously a really good team in Toronto that went out and got Marc Gasol, which kind of scared me a little bit, maybe a bit nervous, I think it's very, very fair, and it's incredible that you can even say this out loud, to expect that, yeah, the Bucks have, I know they have, like, I think they have the fourth best odds in Vegas still of reaching the NBA Finals from the East. And that's, I don't understand that. That's crazy. They have the best records in the entire league, much less the East. So, yeah, man, I have to be attending NBA Finals games in June, which I can't believe, you know, any of us could be saying.
I do want to move on to the Packers. Mark Murphy says, hey, look, all the pieces, basically, coming out of the article in the Journal Sentinel, yeah, all the pieces are in place. We feel pretty good about what we got going on. I'm now going to fade off into the background. I'm not making football decisions. I'm not picking personnel. I'm not buying free agents. That's our football people. But once I just needed to get everybody in place, now I can go back to being Mark Murphy, businessman behind the scenes. Do you buy it?
Yes and no. I do think that he, like, you know, had the Ted Thompson experiment not ended the way it did, you know, and Murphy addressed this with all the silos and the poor communication, which, I mean, for all of the great things that Ted Thompson was as a football scout, you know, communication, as we all know, not just with the media, but obviously with his own people, because once some of his executives started leaving, especially those guys going to Cleveland, you know, you saw those quotes from Alonzo Highsmith and Elliot Wolf, and they were just talking about, you know, we would bring Ted Thompson these ideas about free agents and about trades, and he would say, okay, thanks, and really not do anything further with it. So I think Mark Murphy probably overcorrected something he felt that needed to happen to change things. And if that is what happens now, well, listen, he got, and again, you know, Bill, how many times did we have the question or the reference point about who has the most pressure on them? This is an entirely new regime, that now points and reports to Mark Murphy. So if this doesn't work, he got his GM, right? He got Brian Gutekunst. And even if you want to argue, yeah, but he really wanted Russ Ball, he still got Russ Ball to stay, gave Russ Ball a promotion. And Russ Ball, although we don't talk about him as much as Brian Gutekunst, Ball is an incredibly important piece of what's happening up in Green Bay and got his own promotion. What is he, VP of player or something? You know, like he's not just like the contract guy, you know, like Andrew Grant was back in the day. I mean, he has a very big role in that whole operation. And then they go out and they get the coach that they want. That Mark Murphy talked very at length at the press conference about no one really blew them away, and then all of a sudden LaFleur comes in and knocks their socks off as an interview candidate. So Murphy has his guys, and if he does now fade into the background, I give him a lot of credit, you know, because I think we keep thinking that this guy in Murphy sort of assumes himself as the pseudo-owner, you know, the Jerry Jones type. And if what ends up playing out is what he's describing, and that is that, okay, I got my GM, I got my coach, I think the power structure is better, I think the silos have been broken down, and now he goes back and, you know, makes the sledding hill more new and improved, and he builds up Titletown and whatever else, then that's great. Then I think he did his job. But again, these two hires, these are his hires. LaFleur is his hire. Gutekunst is his hire. If it works out great, people will, you know, build the Mark Murphy statue 10 years from now. And if it goes down in flames, then you know, maybe quite the opposite will happen.
Hey, real quick, before I let you go, Aaron Rodgers, speaking to the London media, apparently had made a comment that he wants his team to play in London. I don't think they're ever going to take a home game away from the Green Bay Packers, no. But, you know, the Packers have fought hard against this. Does it matter that he says he wants to play in London, or maybe he was just placating those that were asking from across the pond?
No, I think it holds a lot of weight. I think it carries a lot of weight, and it will not be a Packers home game. There's a 0.01% chance of that ever happening. But I have not looked at their 2020 road schedule yet, or who their road opponents will be in 2020. But if it happens to be like Raiders or Jaguars, or again, I don't have it in front of me. But if it's one of those teams that you know struggle to draw, and they happen to come up on their road schedule for 2020, I definitely think, because you know that's another market that they can untap. And you always see when like the Giants go over there, and Odell Beckham Jr. does an autograph signing or something. I mean, they love the NFL superstars over there, and Aaron Rodgers to advocate for it, that got a lot of national press in the U.S., Bill, the fact that he said that. And, you know, it's kind of causing, I think it will cause, if it hasn't already caused, a little bit of a ripple effect in terms of NFL thought process, and that if you know, because not everybody wants to go to London for a road game. I mean, that's right. Not a much longer road trip than it would be if you went anywhere in the U.S. So I think for him to say that, I think we should be very tentatively marking our 2020 schedules for a trip across the pond.
You think so? 2020? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but no team has ever gone to London and won a Super Bowl.
I don't know. That's a good trivia quiz. Is that true? Is that, I mean, how long have they been doing this? Oh. Going to London, like, not that long, right?
Not real long, no.
I have to look into that. But, yeah, I think they're going to now – maybe they already were because, of course, the Packers are the Packers, and along with the Cowboys are recognized certainly as two of the, you know, the country's most notable teams. So I think for that to be said by someone as prominent as Rodgers, I don't know, Bill. I mean, I'm just totally just making it up, you know, and just speculating. But, like, it's not happening this year. We know that in 2019. But I think they're going to make sure it happens in the Aaron Rodgers career arc. But especially after making a comment like that, I would be surprised if they don't give him a chance to kind of live up to that desire to go over and play the game in London.
Yep, no doubt. Good stuff, Paul. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. Hey, guys, if the cabin fever is starting to hit a little bit and the indoor activities, if you know what I mean, aren't exactly what you'd like to be experiencing, and erectile dysfunction is part of the nomenclature you have, staying indoors probably isn't the best thing right now. My medical experts over at the New Mail Medical Center, 98% success rate, guys. Where are you going to get those kind of bots? Come on. And without the side effects of the pills. If you're sluggish, if you're moody, if you have the brain fog, no stamina, no energy, always tired, call them. If you're over the age of 30, go get your numbers checked. You could have low T just like I had. And they helped me out with that. And also, by the way, hey, if you put on weight in the off season, as many people have, coming out of the cookies, pies, and cake season, you can start losing that spare tire right now as you start to turn the corner towards summer and T-shirt weather. Learn it, lose it right now. New Mail's all-in-one weight loss program. It works. Call them. 414-455-4451. Say goodbye to cabin fever right now. 414-455-4451. Locations in Milwaukee and in Green Bay. Taking appointments from all over the state. 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm not going to comment on Anthony Davis, that overall situation. I will tell you, we have not made an offer for Anthony Davis. And we're really, really excited for our team. We were at that point when that story came out, and we still are the best team in the NBA. And we're very thankful for the group that we have, the guys that we have. And we think, you know, we say over here a lot of times, why not us? We think we have the best player in the conference, maybe the best player in the league. We've got our second all-star in Chris Middleton. We have an unbelievable culture and fit. We think the best coach in the NBA, someone who should be the coach of the year in the NBA. And we have an unbelievable supporting cast around that whole group. And so we're very happy and very thankful for the group that we have, and look forward to kind of moving forward with this group.
Welcome back. Okay, that is John Horst, the general manager of your Milwaukee Bucks, who joined us just moments ago. Hey, by the way, I made the comment to Paul Emig. Has any team ever gone to London and won a Super Bowl? The very first year is the only time. Go back to 2007. 2007, the NFL went to Wembley Stadium. The Giants took on the Dolphins. Excuse me. The Giants won 13-10. The Giants then went on to win the Super Bowl that year. That was the only time a team has gone over there and won it. I went back and started looking at this, and that's it. They lost the first two games of the season to the Cowboys and the Packers, remember, and then went on after that on an amazing run, only to beat the Green Bay Packers at Green Bay, 23-20. We all remember that game. At Lambeau Field in that freezing, frigid temperature. And they went on to face the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they beat them. So there you go. John Horst just spoke to us just a little while ago. And I want to find your thoughts. I want your thoughts on this. I can give you all of my thoughts, but I want your thoughts. Gary, listening to us in Waupun. Gary, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, Bill. Deerhead guy. I remember Fanatic Fan Contest when you and I first started it back in 99.
Oh, wow, yeah.
My daughter is now taking her kids to the Bucks game, and, you know, Giannis really has gone out of his way to become fan-friendly. And, you know, this sport is really fickle when you think about last year Jason Kidd was riding the, you know, and we were kind of mired in mediocrity, and yet here we are, you know, almost a year later, and it's how much has turned around, and fans should relish, because it could be a long time before we do this again. So, guys, ride it out. It's what Horse has done has been fantastic, and you know, we don't always get the opportunity when you look at the 15-1 Packers, and everybody thought the Super Bowl was a wrap, and it's not. And now you look at where this team has come from and where they could go. It's awesome.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate it, Gary. I do remember those days. Appreciate it, pal. I do remember that. Doing the Bucks fanatics and the fan section and all that. We take a little bit of credit for that. I'll tell you that right now. We were trying to put stuff together. Because when I first got to town, man, there was zero. Remember, they were coming out of a lockout season. They had hired George Carl, but they were coming into a lockout season, and they came out of that, put a little bit of it together, and went on, into the postseason before finally making that big run the next year. But, yeah, I came to town. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's no excitement for this? And people are like, it's the Bucks. The Bucks have been bad for so long, you know. They'll get to the playoffs, and even though they haven't been there in forever, they'll lose. And, you know, and, boy, I said, no, this is a team going to the postseason. First time in, what, 19 years? You got to do something. Got to get back. So now it's kind of become the thing, you know. It's like the Arctic tailgate. Same thing. Down in Miller Park. Got to draw some excitement. That was the whole Take Back Miller Park thing from the Cubs fans for years and years and years. But, yeah, it's an exciting time. By the way, from Quality Bucks Content, who tweeted me and says, a phenomenal response to every question. Great GM, but even better leader. Bucks are in great hands, top to bottom, arguably the biggest trade deadline of his career, and he exceeded expectations. Cap space and Mirotić, what more could we ask for? In Horse We Trust is the hashtag. So there you go. Our buddy Dwayne from Dwayne's Cover It All up in Wausau says, love how honest you were with him and admitted that you were critical of him and ownership at first. I can just hear the excitement and confidence in his voice. Man, this is going to be fun. Hang on, Bucks fans. Loving that. This is an email here. This is from Milwaukee Mark, who says, you asked him some tough questions without being a jerk about it. I appreciate that. The fact that you said, hey, if we're in a bar talking, what would you tell me? He sounded a little canned at first, and then he opened up, and that was the real John Horst, and I finally felt confident rather than listening to a machine spew out a lot of canned facts. Yes, this team is good. Yes, the people are excited, but I wanted his thoughts as to what people were saying around his office. Oh, by the way, if his kids aren't wearing Bucks gear, what the hell is wrong with that family? He did say that. He said, look, everybody's excited. My kids are wearing Bucks gear. I was thinking kind of the same thing. I'm thinking, well, if your kids aren't wearing Bucks gear, man, what's up? Like, is your wife like a hardcore fan of some other team or what? You know, you're right. Thanks for the email. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. 855-830-8648. With what John Horst had to say, let me know what your thoughts were. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, you can always go back and listen to it. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. Listen to it in its entirety. You can track it down over on the Radio.com app as well. Go to Radio.com, download the app on any mobile device you may have, and let us know what you think. But John Horst just joining us a little while ago, talking about the trades, talking about the postseason, talking about the offseason, and something that they're building and not just going for it right now, but trying to do this for years to come. 855-830-8648 on the Milwaukee Admirals hashtag Mill Hockey Talk Line. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board. And we mentioned Neumel going into the break. Time now for the Neumel heads up plays of the game. Since we are in a Bucks mood, and since we are kind of fired up at the moment as the Bucks get ready to take on now the afterlife, and that's after trade life as they begin this evening down in Dallas, let's start with Brook Lopez, shall we? Slam-a-rama-jama.
Lopez! I don't just shoot threes. You give me a lane like that, I'm taking it. Brook Lopez.
Get out the way and backboard swaying splash mountain jam I am.
There you go. That's Brook Lopez with a dunk, and that is courtesy of Fox Sports, Wisconsin Sports Network right there for the Milwaukee Bucks. Jim Paschke and company alongside number two Radio Joe.
How about another dunk from Dunk J. Wilson?
They call him for it. Hammer Wilson.
He's starting to really put his athleticism on display. Just a two-handed jackhammer finish on the inside.
Could be Duncan Jam or Duncan Jackhammer. There you go. Mr. Wilson with the dunk. Number three, Giannis. Pickpocket, then for the dunk. How are we looking?
You got to respect that defensively.
Giannis, great anticipation for the pick. Brogdon can't lay it in. Giannis. That's some heavy work at the last.
And a big scream right there out of that one. There you go. Giannis with the dunk, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Jim Paschke and company alongside on the call. That is your new mail heads-up plays of the week. Good stuff. 855-830-8648. Make sure you call our friends over at Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451, by the way. And you can say goodbye to the cabin fever. You can say goodbye to the low T. You can say goodbye to the ED and the fat. And they can just make a whole new you. Just walk in and say, look at me. I'm a mess. That's the reason I called. 414-455-4451. I mean, you're probably looking down right now, going whether or not Punxsutawney Phil can see his shadow. How are we looking? Call him. 414-455-4451. And if you're over the age of 30, go in and get your numbers checked for low T. Check that out because they can help you out. They help me out. They can help you out there. They can give you some more energy, better mood, mental clarity, and stamina, everything that goes along with it. Again, call them 414-455-4451. So for erectile dysfunction, for low T, or maybe you just want to lose some pounds, they got it all. That's Neumel Medical Center, 414-455-4451. What else do we have here for you? Let's see here. We got Mark here who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. And he says, hey, guys, great interview with John Horst. I can hear the excitement in his voice. I did want to know if he's going to plan on giving Middleton the max. Do you think he could have actually answered that question? Probably not. I mean, why would he tip his hand right now? That's my question. I mean, I could say, are you going to give Chris Middleton the max? Is he worth it? What is he supposed to say? Well, between you and me, no. I mean, what's he going to say? If he says yes, then he's kind of pinning himself into the corner to say when he sits down at the negotiation table, yeah, well, I've already said you're worth the max, so should I pay you that? So he's not going to answer that question. I understand it. There's certain things you can ask, but you know you're not going to get an answer to, so why ask them? Ask more pertinent things. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Want to know your shout right now. What you thought of the John Horst interview and what he had to say. This is from Mark, who says, never been much of a Bucks fan. I'm a Packers and Badgers fan first. Love what the Brewers have been doing. But to see a team actually put their money where their mouth is refreshing. I wasn't sure about this whole tax issue, whether or not we should build the Fiserv Forum. It looks as if it's going to be a crown jewel, not only for Wisconsin, but it's going to expand the city of Milwaukee, which is going to make the tax base even better. I hope people understand this, much like when people are against Miller Park. Now look where we are today. We kept the team in the state of Wisconsin, and that to me is what matters. Their success on the court doesn't really matter. As long as it's a success for all Wisconsinites, I'm happy with it. You don't get that very often. You really don't. You don't get people that come to the table and go, look, I'm not a fan, but it's making us a better state. I'll take it. I don't know if you were one of the hardcore anti-Fiserv Forum, you know, deal-making guys or not, but I at least like the fact that you have some sense and sensibility about you. when it comes to understanding. Real quick, Jordan writes in the Wendy's email inbox, he says, Giannis is a beast and he is bringing the notoriety to the city. I think that eventually guys will follow as long as his team continues to win. If they take a step back and get beat yet again in the first round of the postseason, then it's going to be the same old Milwaukee, just go away. This team has got to win because it's not just this season, but now the franchise riding on it. Think of that. That's deep, too. Boy, we're getting some good emails today. That's deep, too. Jordan, when you think about it, that they have to get out of with the deals that they've made and the position that they're in right now, unless there's a catastrophic injury, okay? Knock on wood that there's not. But unless there's a catastrophic injury, which injuries come with the game, and look, LeBron goes down, the Lakers aren't anything, okay? They're an average team at best. He goes down with the Cavs, they didn't play well, okay? Now, if you got five or six superstars on your team, you lose Steph Curry for a while, you're still going to win a lot of ball games out in Golden State. Westbrook goes down in Oklahoma City, they're different. CP3 even went down for Houston. Harden's done his best to carry him, but he can't carry him. They've had an up-and-down win-loss record ever since the injury goes. You lose Giannis, it changes. But if everybody stays healthy, the expectations have risen. Think about it if you get knocked out of the first round. People will look at the outside opinion, perception becoming reality will be, yeah, same old Milwaukee. They can polish it up, but they're still only going to go to the first round of the postseason and get eliminated. This team, there's a lot riding on this. This team does need to win. You're absolutely right. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming up. Going to talk some Packers in the next hour as well. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, going to be joining us. We're going to talk some more Bucks too. Hang in there. A lot more of the Bill Michael Show right after this.
Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.